know, you wouldn't get a ham hock that didn't have some lean on it.
Uh-huh.
But you can get the white side that has sweet the lean and sweet the fat. And I use that to do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there any distinction, in other words, if it's got some lean in it, it's streak of lean?
Yeah, so the streaks, it'd be a streak of lean and a streak of fat.
Uh-huh. What about if it's all fat, what are you talking
about? Well, that's called white back, and you don't, I never use it.
No. When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call?
Middling.
Middling?
It's a middling.
Mm-hmm.
The side is a middling.
And what about, what do you call the meat that you buy, sliced,
sandwiched
eggs?
That's bacon, sliced bacon.
Mm-hmm. And what's the outside of bacon called?
Do you have
any name for it?
The rind.
The egg of the bacon, uh-huh.
The rind.
Rind.
Mm-hmm.
let's see, what do you call the kind of meat that comes in little links?
Sausage.
Mm-hmm. And who sells this kind of meat? What is the name of the person who would kill the hog and make the meat?
Well, the most now that you have is the meat packing houses that you get the sausage from now. We used to make them, you know, but now you don't.
What about if a man who specialized in just that, what would he be called? A person who just had a meat shop.
Well, he'd be a butcher, wouldn't he?
Yeah. If you have meat that's been kept too long, what happens to it?
It gets rancid.
Mm-hmm.
Strong.
Yeah. And you can't eat it.
Can't eat it.
Now, this is something I was wondering about, but I know you've done after you butchered a hog, what do you make with meat from its head?
Hog head cheese.
Mm-hmm. And this is?
Pressed meat. They call it
press
meat.
Uh-huh.
We always call it hog head cheese.
And it's just the inside of the head?
Well, it's the ears. You grind it up in the ears and what meat there is on the head. There's meat all down here and there's meat all up in there, up next to the ears.
What do you call the dish that's prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
That's liver pudding.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all used to have this?
Yes.
Your mom made it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all ever make anything out of hog blood?
Yeah, my grandmother used to make, but I never could stand that. But she called it blood pudding.
Mm-hmm.
But I never could eat that.
And it was out of hog blood?
Blood. They would kill the hog and then put it up on a rack and wash it good and then stick it and let the blood come into a pan and catch it.
Let's see, what about, did you ever take the juice of the liver sausage or the head cheese and stir it up with cornmeal and cook it?
No, I never did.
In other words, you ever heard of Scrapple?
No, I've heard of it, but I never did.
What about if you had some butter and you kept it too long and it doesn't taste good? What would you call the taste, or how would you describe
it? Rancid, it's strong.
Strong too. What do you call thick sour milk?
What?
Thick sour
milk. It's clabber.
Clabber? And what kind of cheese could you make from it?
Well, it'd be a, without the color, it'd be a white cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the name of it would be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cottage cheese, I suppose that would be cottage cheese.
Uh-huh.